students walked out of Madison West High School today to protest the firing of an African-American security guard from the school. Marlon Anderson was fired from his job following an alleged incident with a student last week. According to Anderson, he used the N-word after a student had repeatedly used the same slur against him. Anderson says he used the word to tell the student not to use that word to describe him. But the district's zero-tolerance policy meant that Anderson's use of the N-word, regardless of context, became the grounds for dismissal. Since then, a grievance has been filed against the school. Scott Gerard is the local K-12 education reporter at the Cap Times. He's been following the story. Scott, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks very much for having me.
Well, I laid out the very basics. Can you flesh out the details of that initial incident for us?
Yeah. So a student was being escorted from what we understand. A student was being escorted by an assistant principal and was just continuing to yell. And Marlon Anderson tried to intervene. To help the student and help calm the student down. And at that point, the student started using the slur toward Marlon. Marlon, according to his report, said, "Don't call me that. Don't use that word. Don't call me." And then did say the word. And as you mentioned, the zero tolerance practice, which went into place last year after a series of incidents involving the N-word used by staff members, meant that the district fired him.
There's been a big response since then, locally, statewide, and even national news outlets now covering it. Can you talk about the response, though, from students at the school in particular?
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Students came out very strong today. There were, I think, over 1,000 there. The concourse and the stairs at the school filled up quickly after second hour when the walkout was planned for. All of them marched the 40 minutes or so to the Doyle Building. Many of them stayed for quite a while marching around the Doyle Building as Black Student Union members met with officials from the district, the interim superintendent, and a couple board members inside the building. Marlon's son, Noah, is actually a senior at the high school and is the president of the Black Student Union. And that union organized the walkout and has been organizing a lot of the follow-up events. Yesterday, there was a session at the Black Student Union's weekly meeting where district officials came in and talked to them and heard from students. So they've been doing a lot of that organizing, and Noah has really been at the forefront of that as well.
What has the district itself been saying about the firing and the response to it?
A lot of their statements have said, there's a process that's playing out. The grievance has been filed, and they'll allow that to play out as it normally would. They did mention today both Board President Gloria Reyes and Interim Superintendent Jane Belmore talked about how that process can play out. There will be an independent hearing officer who will hear both sides and come to a decision. Gloria Reyes said she hopes to see an expedited process with that this time around. That hearing officer's decision can also be appealed to the school board, which could overturn or sustain it. So this could get to the school board. It's hard to say exactly what that timeline will be. It normally can be a long process, but I think given the public attention here, it likely will be a little quicker than normal.
Now, Marlon Anderson himself talked to Madison's Channel 3 News' Madeline O'Neill about why he felt the need to stand up and ask the student not to call him the N-word. Here's some of what he had to say.
My father was called this word. My grandmother, my grandfather. And keep going on down the family line. We were all called this word, and not one of them could say, "Don't call me that." I can't. And I shouldn't be punished because I have the right to tell somebody not to call me this word.
Marlon Anderson there talking to Channel 3 News. This story, I think people are upset about it because it's very different than the stories where teachers had apparently called students that the N-word. Is context being taken into account in this story?
So it's not given the zero tolerance policy, but I think that's where a lot of the student pushback and staff pushback, frankly, there were also more than a couple dozen staff members who walked from West to the administration building in support of Marlon and students today. And what I heard in talking to them is that context does matter. The race of the person using the word matters. Whether they're calling someone the word or telling someone not to use it matters. The race of the person hearing the word, or on the other side of that, also matters. That was really something I heard from a lot of people today. One staff member at West, who said he's known Marlon for a decade or so, said, you know, the history of the N-word, a zero tolerance policy isn't going to erase it overnight from our country. And so context needs to be taken into account. And what Marlon was trying to do, they say, is educate this student on why not to use it. And that opportunity needs to be taken advantage of.
Scott Gerard is with us from the Cap Times, looking at a Madison story that's getting national attention. A security guard, African-American security guard, fired for the use of the N-word, but using it to tell a student not to call him that word. National attention, as I mentioned a couple times, Scott. New York Times covering this. Cher weighing in online, offering to cover Marlon and Anderson's legal defense. This is not just a local story anymore.
No, certainly not. I think it really fits into a national narrative about inequities and racial challenges in a lot of communities, and Madison certainly has experienced those. You look back at the Race to Equity report, it's been here for a while. And the district, you know, over the years, a few years ago, said zero tolerance wasn't right for student discipline. And so they've been spending a lot of time on figuring out behavior plans for students and how to handle their discipline. And so I think this is kind of entering a similar discussion time, is how do we move from zero tolerance to something that takes context into effect?
Right. Is that something that school board members and others have been talking about? Okay, maybe apart from this individual case, it's time to revisit that particular policy?
So after the meeting today with the Black Student Union members, the superintendent and board president did say they were open to reconsidering that practice and wanted to hear from students and the people affected by the practice. Noah Anderson, again, Marlon's son, said he felt pretty confident student voice would be a part of that conversation going forward and was pretty satisfied with how the district officials listened to them today.
Now, Marlon Anderson, as you mentioned, after being fired, he has filed a grievance. I understand the local teachers union, the division that represents people in that kind of staff position, backing him up on that. I understand there's an effort to get that expedited. This can be a long, slow process.
Yeah. So normally the process, there's actually four steps to it and different levels of who's reviewing it, starting with a building administrator. Then it goes to the director of human resources. And only then, if it were appealed, would it go to an independent hearing officer. And all of those steps can take up to a month or so with different application and response timelines. But the union requested to skip to the independent hearing officer in this case, and based on the comments today from the district officials, it sounds like the district has agreed to that. So it will go to a hearing officer, which should speed it up a little bit. What expedited means beyond that is hard to say, because there still does have to be an agreement on this hearing officer, and certainly both parties will have a lot of interest in who that officer is and their background and their history. And then they have to set a date for the hearing, and making sure that all of the necessary parties are available could take some time as well.
Now, we heard that TV interview, a bit of it, with Marlon Anderson. What else has he had to say about this whole incident?
Yeah, so he's talked to a number of different news outlets, and really he just wants context taken into account, it seems. He spoke even before the news of his firing came out with Madison 365, and shared a lot of the story there about how the history of the word plays into how he views this situation and how he really wants it to be considered that students need to understand and need a chance to hear the history of the word.
Just watching online response to this, liberals, conservatives, all points in between, progressives, whatever. A lot of people seem to agree on this story that he probably shouldn't have been fired. That seems to be a cross-partisan consensus here.
Yeah, I would say you've seen some outrage at this firing from people of many different political leanings. And it goes to some people saying the district is just being oversensitive to this word and needs to consider context. And then people on the other side also saying context matters because the race of the person saying it matters. And we need to consider those things when making these decisions.
And as we wrap up, what are you watching for next?
Yeah, I think so. It sounds like next week, school board member Savion Castro is going to meet with the Black Student Union at West High School to discuss some next steps. Certainly the school board meeting at the end of the month. I would imagine there will be some people showing up there. I'm not sure if the board will discuss it directly there or not, but and past that, it'll be the timing of the hearing and what steps are next. Noah Anderson did say today that his father would go back to West if he were reinstated.
Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Scott Gerard, local K through 12 education reporter at the Cap Times. He joined us to talk about the controversial firing of Marlon Anderson, an African-American security guard at Madison West High School, dismissed after using the N-word in the process of asking a student not to call him that word, a story getting national attention today.